Hello, so sorry for that. I would like to discuss with you agenda paper 10. It's a short but quite important paper. We are proposing the extension of the comment deadline of the conceptual framework exposure draft and the short exposure draft of the updating references exposure draft. The current deadline is 150 days. That was decided in the October 2014 board meeting. But we received various requests from different geographical jurisdictions that were asking us to extend the comment deadline for the reasons set out in paragraph 8. We agree with what those comments stated, that the conceptual framework is exposure draft, or the new conceptual framework is a long and complex document and will have a fundamental effect on future standard setting. So the staff recommendation is to extend actually the comment deadline by 30 days, and the new end of the comment deadline would then be the 25th of November 2015. So the question to the board is, do you agree to extend the comment deadline?
Philippe?
I do agree with the idea of extending the comment deadline, but as your analysis shows, many stakeholders, including some important ones, requested a 2-month extension. And we know that some important stakeholders will not be ready to respond by the end of November. So what harm would it do to say, okay, let's be realistic and accept that and extend by 2 months and not 1 month, knowing that it's just pointless because that will not work? So I would say yes to the principle, and I would certainly not object to extending by 60 days rather than 30 days. So
Yeah, well, I think the board made a decision to set the comment deadline for 150 days,
Yes, I know that.
taking into account that it's already longer than actually required. The due process document says 120 days is required for an exposure draft.
Minimum, it's a
And
minimum, yeah. As a
the
minimum.
board also said, because we had a discussion paper before, that it deemed that to be sufficient. And yes, I agree, we had requests to extend it by 2 months, but we also had requests to extend it only by a couple of weeks or by 30
And you also
days.
have people who did not request anything. So the question is, what do we do in front of those different positions? So, as you explained here, it's a very important document. It's quite fundamental that we get as much feedback that we need. I think it is not realistic to say that the feedback we would get after November 30 would be disregarded, because my experience is that we always regard the feedback received when it is important, even if it is after the comment deadline. So, I mean, it's a bit artificial to say we are going to extend by only 30 days, but we know we are going to consider what will come after. So, I would say let's be more realistic, and I would probably think that 60 days is more realistic at this stage, given that we are already mid-September. Now, so I would rather say, okay, extend and let's accept 60 days, that's it.
Other comments? Sir.
I don't object to extending the comment period. It wouldn't be my first choice, because I thought that when we chose 150 days, which was already longer than usual, it was because we knew it was an important document, blah de blah de blah, which is now the reason why we need to extend it even longer. So I don't object per se, but I do think that if we do it, we should make it very clear that we did it because of the particular importance of the conceptual framework document, because what worries me is that some of the important stakeholders who are raising this have, I think, challenges with timelines generally. And it worries me a little bit that on one hand we get criticised a lot for the timeliness and how long it takes us to do things, but on the other hand, if we're going to keep getting asked for requests for extensions to meet other people's processes, we're going to be stuck a bit between a rock and a hard place. So I don't think we want to encourage it sort of as a routine thing, as an exception then.
Mary?
Subscribe to what Sue just said. It's actually, to me, important that it's 30, not 60 days, because of those concerns about moving ahead and being timely. This is an exposure draft. It's based on a discussion paper. It was no surprise what the contents of the document were by the time it was issued. I understand and appreciate the concerns about having good, thoughtful translations for discussions and, you know, as a platform for that. And if people run into deadlines, I can see giving the extra 30 days. But once we start talking about 60 days, because I think that would then become the deadline that people would expect us to be flexible about, as opposed to 30 days that they expect us to be flexible about. So to me, 30 days is it.
Thanks. At inception, my position was already to have 180 days. And why was that? At the time, I stressed the fact that in the whole Latin America, they would have the exposure draft in Spanish, generally only after 4 weeks. Okay, they can read English. This was based in a discussion paper they were aware of, but this is not the ideal for them, at least. This might be the case of other regions as well.
So, Amaro, would you have 180 days for every standard? For every exposure draft?
Not necessarily for every standard. This is a long document. The chapters are interrelated. There are connections with other important projects for the region, such as inflation accounting, such as IS 37 on liabilities, and income taxes as well. So they are very careful about the type of comments that they are going to send. Initial reactions on the reintroduction of prudence, economic reform, and measurement chapters are mixed. They feel that they didn't have the opportunity to discuss this in the discussion paper, so they would need more time to understand the relationship with this reintroduction of concepts and what is behind that. So I surely do agree with 180 days. I think this is the minimum. I'm sympathetic to Philippe's point. I think we can assess the need to have additional dates. I just think that, well, if the additional 30 days is going to end on the 25th of November, additional 30 will be exactly on the Christmas. So I'm in doubt that we'll have many people sending comment letters on the day before Christmas or so. But in any case, I think I'm sympathetic to Philippe's comment on that.
You know what? People will want to have it done before they go on holiday for Christmas. Yes. So they will rush maybe to do it by before 25th of December. Then we have a problem because we lose 1 week. But anyway, that's always the case.
Why again?
As Philip, I prefer 2 months, but I would be not against 30 days.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, now the proposal, which I haven't got in front of me, is that we extend by 30 days.
That's correct. Right.
Can I see who's in favour of that?
Can I be against?
Never in favour.
Okay.
Anything more?
Favour for 60 days.
Well done on your first presentation. You succeeded and didn't get beaten up.